Broadcasting live from the beautiful Renaissance Atlanta Waverly Hotel and Convention Center, it's TyCon Southeast 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor broadcasting live at TyCon Southeast 2014. We're at the Waverly Hotel in East Cobb, and we are just having a good old time. We're interviewing a lot of the people from the Thai University business plan presentation, and we got with us right now the Get Vitamin C folks. We got Osama Hashmi and Gabrielle
Geiger. So
welcome, everybody. How's Get Vitamin C doing for you guys?
It's doing pretty well. We just came back from a conference, and at this event right now, it's, we basically make population health management easy for hospitals and doctors. And so there's been a lot of buzz in that space, and we just finished our first version one alpha product. And so it's getting out there to market, and a lot of people are really interested. And so it's been really fun.
Now, talk a little bit about going through the Thai process.
Yeah, and so we're part of the Thai University competition this year. I think this is actually the first competition that they started with Thai University.
Right, because it started as a high school program, I believe.
Yep, and so the high school schoolers have like an established track. We're really just under faculty mentorship, and so we were nominated by UGA, and so we have faculty mentors in UGA, as well as mentors assigned through Thai. And so we had a qualifying round, and now we're here for the final round.
Now, is it just you two, or you have a larger team?
Yeah, we definitely have a larger team back in Athens. Our lead developer and multiple developers are all there.
And then are you the marketing people?
I am, and this is one of our co-founders.
So you're the co-founder, Osama?
Yep, I'm the co-founder along with the lead developer.
So now, how did it go in the presentation?
So we haven't presented yet. We're actually presenting in 30 minutes.
So this is the kind of a we'll get a sneak peek.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good practice.
Now, is your market hospitals or medical centers or universities? Who's your market?
So right now, hospitals are trying to engage in wellness programs, and so we make those measurably more efficient. So our initial target market is hospitals and larger provider organizations. That being said, we really want this to get out to anyone who needs to or who wants to be a little bit more healthy. And so
an individual could also benefit?
Yep. And so an individual could log on, use our system, figure out the next steps that they need to take for their specific diseases, and a doctor can give it to a patient as well.
And then, so how does it work as me as an individual? What do I do?
Yeah, so what we do is we create care plans. So if you're a diabetic or someone with sleep apnea, there's certain things that you have to be doing and certain things that you have to keep track of. The way it works right now, it's all on paper. It's really hard to manage.
Right.
And so we digitize that process as well as engage you right at the points where you need to be engaged. You know, so we figure out where what your next step is, where you're headed in the right direction, where you're headed in the wrong direction, make it easier for your doctor to manage you, and most importantly, make it easier for you to manage what you care about.
Now, this is going to help me stay compliant on whatever my medical treatment plan is?
Yep. So the goal is to help you stay compliant as well as to be a little bit more engaged with it.
So now are there devices involved in this? There's a big push to wearable technology.
Yeah, so the coolest thing about this is that we integrate with a lot of different devices, and so a doctor can now prescribe a Fitbit to a patient, and then we simply aggregate that data and present it in a meaningful way for the specific disease management program.
Now, are there any HIPAA issues?
There are a lot of HIPAA issues, and something that is always on the top of our mind. And so we've been working through that. We have a lot of people who are on our team focused on just HIPAA, and so HIPAA is a large portion of what we do, and we always want to make sure that we're protecting patients' information and always making them the first person in our minds.
And so then that means the security element has to be pretty robust, right?
Right. And so our development team has spent months, first of all, designing the system, testing the system, and making sure that the security system is really robust.
Now, I believe that it not only does it have to be robust for you, but it has to be robust for any of the partners that are also that have like these devices, right?
Exactly. And so depending on the device, it's different. But we want to make sure that we have verifiable data, that the data that's coming is objective as well as something that we can keep secure.
Now, when you went through this process, part of it is customer discovery. I don't know if you went through that element. I know in the high school level, they have to go through that. But did you pivot at all, or is this idea the one that you initially started with?
I don't think we've pivoted as much as we've gotten a lot more focused in what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So we knew that we wanted to improve hospital communication and healthcare communication. And so we spent a lot of time talking to doctors, talking to hospitals, and we've really, really focused down on how we specifically help hospitals and can measurably affect And improve the bottom line for these hospitals once they improve their communication with vitamin C.
And so that same marketing strategy is the marketing strategy the same for hospitals as individuals?
No, it's very different. So going to a hospital is a lot more different than going to an individual. You know, we can market to our friends as individuals, and we can market online as individuals. But Gabby is actually on the hospital sales side. So she's going to conferences, you know, developing the long sales cycle that takes to get it implemented in a hospital.
Now, Gabby, have you had any luck having conversations with hospital? Like, who in the hospital do you have to talk to?
Hospitals right now, you focus more on case managers and the people that are implementing and working on the programs, like the diabetes and cardiology programs. Right now, I just got back from a conference in Savannah, and we talked more to like care plan providers and different medical groups like that, like Azalea Health Plans and Cerner.
And they're open to having conversations with you?
Yes, very open.
They are very open.
Yeah,
pretty excited.
So then what's the next step after you kind of get them intrigued? What do you do next?
So our next step right now is getting as many people as possible using vitamin C. And then hopefully integrating with these systems, you know, finding the right partners, finding the right providers who actually care a lot for their patients and who we think we can make their lives a lot easier.
Now, are you doing this to get funding, or you already have funding?
Yeah, we already have funding, and hopefully we'll become profitable this year based on kind of where our sales cycle is right now. We're really doing this, first of all, for the networking. I think there's a lot of people here who obviously care about mentorship, who obviously care.
Right.
And so it seems like the right type of crowd to come and try to attract some people who can be partners for us.
All right. Well, if somebody wanted to learn more, is there a website?
Yep. It is www.getvitaminc.com.
Well, thank you both for participating in this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will be back in a few at TICON Southeast 2014.